following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudette, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
You're sorry.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them 3 times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And a happy Wednesday, everybody. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful day in Nebraska. I hope it is a good day for you. And we are going to have another good show on the program today that talks a little bit of everything. Of course, more football, but we're also going to talk a little soccer. We're going to talk a little basketball. And we've already got the emails coming in on Miami of Florida. I never know what you folks are going to say or what you're going to do, but you hate Miami because of Nebraska football, and that is already coming out. And one of those emails, H-Man from Riverdale. And it's been a while, so H-Man from Riverdale will be firing off. We'll get to that here in just a minute. Al Netter is going to be joining us here in this segment of our Big Ten preview for today. He's the offensive tackle for Northwestern. His job is to not only protect quarterback Dan Persa, who is a Heisman Trophy candidate, but help this offense do what they did last year, and that is put up points. So we'll be talking with him coming up. We'll catch up with Chris Crank. He is the head soccer coach at Hastings. Preseason number 1. That was announced last night. The women are 4th. The men, the defending undefeated national champions, are preseason number 1, the first time they've ever been ranked number 1. We'll talk with the coach. UNK football coach Daryl Morris joins us in the second half of this program because they're wrapping up practice right at this time. So we'll talk with him in the second half on our Loper Link. See how the first week of practice has went for the Lopers, ranked 16th in the country in the preseason coaches poll. All kinds of polls have come out this week, including UNK volleyball ranked 6th in Division 2. And before this program is over, Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler. That's because the Husker Coaches Caravan will be traveling through Nebraska tomorrow, making stops in Grand Island, Columbus, and Lincoln tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. on. They'll be there for about an hour or so at the Heartland Events Center, and the doors open at 8:30. And the coach and all of his assistants and strength coaches and cheerleaders and all kinds of folks are going to be on hand. So we'll talk to Coach Sadler about that and ask him a couple of questions about how things are going on recruiting, the non-conference schedule, and a couple more about why the tour and what's going on in August with Nebraska basketball. So that is all coming up on the program today, and we are just loaded on the program on this day. So it's a Wednesday, and we're glad to have you on. Maybe we should even talk a little hockey today. The Tri-City Senior Hockey League announced the dates for players who intend to play in the upcoming league. you want to find out more, contact the folks at the Tri-City Storm or contact Randy May, 440-2382. If you like playing a little hockey, rosters will be set and players assigned to their teams. The league draft, August the 28th, so registrations are currently being accepted. Through that day, you can sign up online, TCSHL. That's Tri-City Storm Hockey League, TCSHL.com. If you like playing a little hockey there or want to find out more information. How about Jared Crick? He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated's College Football Midwest Edition. Of course, they want to put on folks from your area so that you'll buy the magazine. You see that with the preseason collegiate magazines. You know, Phil Steele have 15 different covers depending on what part of the country it is in. But Jared Crick is on the front with, this is far-ranging because you got Andrew Luck from Stanford on there and Landry Jones from Oklahoma, considered maybe the top two quarterbacks in the entire nation, and Jared Crick, and then it folds out, and a couple more players are on there as well. But Crick front and center. And I can't wait to interview Jared the next time because I know he's going to be catching some ribbon about this. You can go to Huskers.com and kind of watch about a 90-second little video of behind the scenes with the Sports Illustrated shoot. You always think swimsuit models or something like that. And you could just tell, here's this big senior football player that's not in the pros. It's, you know, he's good with the media. But, you know, they tell him, look mean or flex or pound your fists or hold the helmet or do this, do that. And it's just, it's got a couple moments. They show him a couple pictures and he's just going, why? Why am I doing this? What's going on? So check it out, Huskers.com. But congratulations to Jared Crick. And hopefully all goes well there. Let's get to a couple of emails, and we'll start with H-Man from Riverdale. Of course, you remember when this show began, it was the Bill Callahan era. And you have to remember that's where H-Man from Riverdale really came from. In fact, there should be fake H-Man from Riverdale tweets. Except they don't have to be fake because they are real. And here's what he says. Okay, here's the deal. The U, speaking of Miami of Florida, the U is who we thought they were. I sincerely think that if the NCAA is ever going to use the death penalty again, it will not find a program or athletic department more deserving than Miami. And then there's the problem with Ohio State, etc. Just everyone should come clean, says H-Man. Bernard Thomas is a problem for Nebraska. Of course, he'd been at Miami, and now he came to Nebraska, past player. H-Man says Nebraska should propose having the NCAA delete the 2004 through 2007 football seasons from the record books. Just pretend the entire Callahan mess never occurred. The truth will set you free. H-Man from Riverdale. John and Carney, not quite as dramatic. Damn all this stuff at Miami. Well, they weren't that good when their athletes were getting all the extra benefits. Let them cheat and be less of a factor year in and year out. John and Carney. I will throw this out. Just again, I usually think that your first reaction, your gut reaction, is the true reaction. And now you can go into all the facts of why it should be. I don't want Miami on the death penalty. And there's a couple of reasons. One, Nebraska gets to play Miami, or Miami gets to play Nebraska. I mean, this was going to be something to be looked forward to. This was on the schedule before the whole Big 12 thing blew up and Nebraska joined the Big 10. This is a huge non-conference game, the renewal of an old rivalry, if you want to call it that. But Miami will be coming into Memorial Stadium. I don't want them on probation or death penalty, or God forbid that they are on the death penalty and Nebraska would have to go out and schedule a 1AA opponent to replace them. So I don't want Miami on the death penalty. And you're right now, John, they're not a factor. They are a top 25-ish team. Randy Shannon got them there. Now they've got Al Golden. They got other folks that have been trying to do so. And you know what? I will say this. So that's one thing. And Nebraska fans are going to hate Miami, and they want to see him suffer. There is nobody with the Miami program right now associated, I can't think, that would have been associated with the program 20 years ago when they were playing Nebraska in bowl games, or even as recently as the National Championship Rose Bowl game, which has been 10 years ago. It's all different. If there was this much partying going on, they've done a very good job of keeping it under wraps. And again, it's just going to bring up the issue at how many universities does this go on at? That's what's going on. How many universities is this going on at different levels? Yeah, I mean, at different universities, like they said, you know what? In the Big Ten, you're not going to have yachts. At Miami, you can have yachts, but you can have a whole lot of other things. You can have trucks. You can have four-wheelers. You can have boats. There's money. There's different ways to do it. You can have your fun. And all I've heard this morning from this guy on the Ponzi scheme here, Napiro, let me get that name here for you, Nevin Shapiro. In all that I've read, he didn't give guys, and I could be wrong here, but in all that I've read, he didn't give guys money to get them to come to Miami. He gave them money after they were at Miami, which I think is different. Now, not a huge difference, but I mean, yeah, you can say, hey, man, why don't you come to Miami? Woo, there's a lot of money here. Well, I don't think that can be read into that either. I don't know. There's different ways to look at it. I'm not saying it's right, and we just don't be naive about the whole deal. Let's get into our Big Ten preview because we've got a very busy show today. Al Netter, the offensive tackle from Northwestern, is up today, and our Big Ten preview brought to you in part by K&K Parts. They're good people to know because hard-to-find parts are not hard to find there. Quality machining batteries of all kinds at K&K Parts, 1204 South Central in Kearney, and by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, the official clothier of the Doug and Daddy Show. Quality clothes at affordable prices. If you think about how long and how beautiful and how long they last and how good they are, and if they make Daddy look good, imagine what they're going to do for you. Gary Michaels in Hastings.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, continuing coverage of the Big Ten Media Days here. Funny because our next guest here from Northwestern, you had a funny question before we even got started here, Tony. Everybody wants to talk about, ooh, the star, Dan Persa. Oh, Northwestern, number one quarterback in this quarterback league.
Well,
not if he's laying on his ass, he's not going to be the number one quarterback.
That's right. That's why we're welcoming the left tackle. He protects. He protects man, I guess, around campus, I guess. So you've got to protect him around campus from the ladies, too?
Yeah, Dan's a pretty popular guy around campus, so. Usually when he's out about, he has me come with him.
Senior lineman Al Netter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's not as big as I thought he was.
Yeah, we like to give him a lot of grief for that. I think he's listed at 6'1", but we're like 5'11" maybe, so.
Yeah. I was going more like 5'10" and a quarter.
That's why the hair's growing out, so he can measure him taller, man.
Exactly. We joke around with him a bunch about his height, so he's definitely not as tall as you would think.
Obviously, the excitement for your football team is, though, because of him and what he can bring, not only through the air, but with his feet as well.
Yeah.
He can escape. It doesn't need much of a hole and provide some really exciting offense. You've been right up close and personal. Can this offense be as explosive as it was a year ago?
Yes, I definitely believe so. You know, last year you saw streaks of what our offense can provide, especially when Dan is healthy. We've been training extremely hard and studying hard in the film room, and we're just ready to go out there and prove that, you know, our offense has improved.
You're all back, 9 of you, back this year.
I know. We're very excited because of that. You know, we have lots and lots of experience and lots of returners.
So what would be new? For a fan, and again, we're just familiarizing ourselves with all the Big Ten teams here in Nebraska. What would we see new from the offense this year?
I think you just see new names, new young guys at receivers. I think our receiving core is extremely young and extremely talented. We got a lot of speed. Our offensive line, we have the extra experience under our belt. I think everything is just going to, click.
But now can the defense hold their own? Obviously, that would be what needs to improve for this team to move from the middle of the division to the top of the division.
Yeah, I mean, I think, a lot of people have been saying that, and it's partially true. You know, we're going to have the defense have our back out there. But, you know, we do have a lot of returners on defense. A lot of young guys are going to have to step up. But, I think we had a great spring and a great summer, and we're ready to go.
Obviously, Nebraska fans want to know about your excitement. What are the Northwestern players? Is Nebraska whatever? Is there another team in the conference? We're not that, yay or nay? Is there any excitement level with you guys at all?
I mean, I think from our standpoint and everybody in the Big Ten, we were extremely excited to have Nebraska. You know, it's obviously a powerhouse, a great, lots of tradition, lots of history, lots of lots of championships under their belt. So I think it just added to the already prestigious Big Ten, and, I mean, we're all excited to have them in the conference.
Obviously, you get a chance to come there and play.
Yeah.
Playing in Memorial Stadium, is that something you guys look forward to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've played in Big Ten does have a lot of loud stadiums, but I hear that Nebraska's is, you know, right up there with the best, and I hear that the fans are great, so we're looking forward to the experience.
As long as we have an afternoon game so the 80-year-olds are still awake to make all that noise in the West Stadium. But Al Netter joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show, offensive tackle for Northwestern. You had a unique opportunity to play at Wrigley Field last year. What was that? I mean, the game, not great as far as the outcome, but what about getting a chance to play there?
I mean, that was a great experience that, you know, there hasn't been a game played there since, I think, the 40s or so. So to play in a historic venue like that was real, real cool experience. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But
hey, has your experience at Northwestern been everything you thought it'd be to this point?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Northwestern, you know, you're right outside of Chicago in the Big Ten. Great academics. It's everything that I thought it would be.
Where's the hangout for Northwestern? Where do you go? Where do you go for a little nightlife?
I mean, you're a quick 25-minute train ride right from downtown Chicago. So, you know,
it's rush. I mean, that's where it is.
Yeah, that's where the nightlife is happening. We don't really have much stuff towards our campus, but I mean, Chicago's right here for concerts and stuff, which is cool.
I want to break in just another football question, Daddy.
I was trying to get to the nightlife. Yeah,
before you get downtown here, we talked a little bit about it. Talk a little bit more about the offensive line and the guys that are coming back and where you're seeing the improvement, because obviously if Persa has this big a year that everybody thinks he's going to have, you guys are going to get known. Your name's going to – there's going to be a feature on the O-line at Northwestern. Before the national voice talk about it, give us your take on the rest of your offensive line. Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, our center, Ben Burkett, both him and I have both started 39 straight games. So just right there, we've had a lot of experience. The other two guys that are returning starters are Pat Ward, our right tackle, and Brian Morrow, our left guard, who both started all 13 games last year. So just right there, those four positions, you know, we've had a ton of experience. Right now, our right guard spot is up for competition, but the guys competing for it all have starts under their belt. So as far as experience, we have it. But as you guys know, experience doesn't really mean anything if you don't bring it to the field.
You're an economics major. How are we going to handle this debt crisis?
How am I going to handle it?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the Republicans, Democrats can't get along? Could you fix the deal?
No, I don't think I can. It's too complicated.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out. Hell, they don't have no idea either, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, at least they figured out the collective bargaining agreement, right?
That's right. At least we got football. Small steps. We're going broke as a country, but at least we got football.
Al, how did you end up at Northwestern? What was the decision to make the trip out here? Was it football? Was it education? And how?
Yeah.
How did you end up here?
I mean, it was more so education, but it was kind of random. I'm from California, so Big Ten country, we don't really hear much about it. But, now that I'm out here, I love it, and it's one heck of a conference.
From the windy coast to the windy city, and he's made it all work out well. Al Netter, senior for Northwestern, we're looking forward to you coming to Lincoln November the 5th. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Al. Great. He was one of the best guys out there that we talked to the whole time. And our Big Ten preview on the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you in part by Misco Sports. They're ready for the fall sports season. You should be, too. Even if you're not an athlete, you need something to wear to support your team, the Lopers, the Huskers, the Stars, the Bearcats, or maybe you're not a local fan. You want something else. They've got great NFL gear. They've got football hats. Baseball hats, anything you want, even if you just want something stylish to keep you warm on the Friday night, winter nights, fall nights going on at Misco's. Stop by and see them in Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Just right for you. Prompt delivery. Just as anxious to see the new items in your home as you are to receive them. It is Bruce Furniture. A couple of stories that have just come down here. We talked about Bernard Thomas, the ex-Nebraska football player. is alleged to have accepted extra benefits from Nevin Shapiro and the whole Miami deal. His name appeared in the allegations. He tells the Associated Press that he and high school teammate DJ Williams were on the yacht with Shapiro, but in 2005, not in 2003, as Shapiro alleges. Thomas said he was a free agent with the Jacksonville Jaguars at the time and that he had flown to Miami to hang out with Williams. Thomas's last season at Nebraska was 2004. He said he wouldn't have broken NCAA rules while in school, so he has to say that. And a political action committee that wants to change how the national college football champion is crowned initially hoped to elect lawmakers who would build pressure for a playoff system. That strategy didn't work, but Playoff PAC has made itself relevant with another tactic, investigating the current bowl game system and filing complaints about corruption and waste. I guess what is important to people is what is important to people. We'll come back and talk a little soccer. Number one team in the country, the Hastings men. Chris Crank joins us next.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for a special offer.
We'll see some lingering clouds around the area early on today, but then skies will become mostly sunny. With a high of 84, winds will shift to the east about 5 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower storm with a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where they continue to have great savings at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If you're not in the market right now for a new or used vehicle, you just need yours repaired, why not see the great maintenance crew at either Midway shop? They've got years of experience. They go to school almost on a monthly basis to try and keep up to date with all the new technology so they can do the very best on the new vehicles, the old vehicles. It doesn't matter if you bought it at Midway or not. They're going to fix it up right for you with their all-new Mopar Quick Lube. You can get an immediate maintenance service, less than 30 minutes, and you don't even need an appointment. You can sit there in their lounge and enjoy some cappuccino, work on your computer because they've got free wireless internet, and it's all for less than $30, done in 30 minutes. Quality, complete service that saves time and money. And if you are looking for a new or used vehicle, and I got online this morning at thinkmidway.com, they keep adding, they keep letting you know what's going on there. And of course, you can see all the vehicles, all the cars, all the trucks, all the SUVs, whatever it is you're looking for, they have them online at thinkmidway.com. And with their hassle-free pricing, you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations because the price is clearly listed right there on your vehicle. Check them out today. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, when you're at the top of the heap, everybody's shooting for you, but it sure is nice to climb the mountain, and that's what the Hastings Broncos did last year. Both their men's and women's soccer teams made the national final. The women, the runner-up, and they start the year ranked fourth in the preseason. The men, national champions, and with nine returning starters, they are on top of the preseason coaches poll released yesterday for the first time in school history. And Coach Chris Crank joins us back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Your first time ever being number one. I'm just looking at your thoughts right now heading into this season.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on. And, you know, obviously we're excited about the season ahead of us. You know, with the, like you said, with the nine starters and a good group of players coming back, and including a good freshman class, we're excited. I mean, we got the whole season in front of us, got a great schedule, got great players, and, you know, think we can do some very good things on the season.
We talked about it last year after you won the national championship and while you were going through the tournament. Anytime you take over a program, you want to make it better, and you can't do any better than being the national champs. So it's not shocking that you guys are number one. At what point did you just kind of sit back in your chair and go, you know, here we are, and then 2 seconds later go, what do I do to keep it here? You had to enjoy it for a little bit.
We enjoyed it. You know, during the spring, the players and myself, we all enjoyed the, you know, the great reception we got from the, you know, the community of Hastings, but also Hastings College. Everybody was great, and, you know, it was great welcomes, great congratulations, all that through the spring. But as we got deeper in the spring, we also realized there was work ahead of us, because, you know, the motivation now is, can we repeat? You know, and so the boys and including myself and our staff, you know, realized that we had some work to do, and we did that. You know, the guys worked hard during the spring, and during the summer everyone came in fit for the preseason, and right now, you know, all the thoughts aren't necessarily on, you know, the ranking, so to speak, because that's more of a recognition for what we did last year. You know, there isn't a postseason poll after the season's over. So this is more or less a postseason poll in our minds of what we accomplished this year, because we haven't played a game yet. So we're not focused on what's behind us, but we're solely focused on what's in front of us. And we got a grueling schedule. I mean, we open up on August 27th with the number 5 team Bethel, Tennessee in our first game. So we got some challenges ahead of us, but same time, we're absolutely excited about the season and what's in front of us.
Talk about, and Chris Crank is joining us here, the head coach of the number one team and defending national champion Hastings Broncos soccer. Talk about, with nine guys coming back, that's a good herd of guys coming back played some significant roles. Is there one spot that you're just dead nuts strong on this year?
Well, I you know, for us, when I look at our team and what we got coming back, you know, we return our 4-year starter in Cody Poti in goal, which is huge, because goalkeepers get better with experience, and Cody has gotten better with experience. So, you know, we look forward to him being a leader in the back line, and with that experience, you know, he's going to be a much stronger in goal and with any soccer team, whether it be international, high school, college, whatever it might be. Goalkeepers are key. So, you know, with returning him, that's a big key. You know, we return our back line. All four players that started in the back line last year, all four defenders are back, and that's critical, because they know how to play together. They know each other's tendencies and know each other, you know how each other plays. And then, you know, we return two midfielders, and Aaron Mulgrew and then Ryan Robinson. They were critical last year. Aaron was a great, just great passer of the ball, and kept the attack alive for us. Ryan was, you know, just a workhorse, and, you know, we returned Nate Pollock and Jordan Green, who had phenomenal national tournaments, scored a lot of goals, and made a lot of things happen. So we lost, you know, Yannick Thiel, who was a first-team All-American, and Greg Dodds and A.J. Dingledine out wide. So, you know, it was a little, I suppose, you know, tough to lose those guys, but we got some great guys coming in. We got Jake Ramsey, who came in that semester, who was I think state captain at one point, All-State at Lincoln Pius, and Josh Colbo from Kearney. Those guys have really bolstered, you know, our lineup and helping some things out. And Jake Essai, who we think is going to play in the midfield for Yon, is just an absolute workhorse, can get some things done. And you know, we, like I said, Jake will probably go out wide, and Josh will fill in a role somewhere. And then we got some players that were on the team last year that will see more time and see more significant time. And so I think our depth is going to be very good, as it was last year, and that's, you know, what's needed to have a successful season.
Well, as you said, and Chris Crank, Hastings soccer coach, is with us. They open the season with Bethel, Tennessee at Hastings on Saturday the 27th. They also host 8th-ranked Oklahoma Baptist. They roll in on September the 9th, also into Hastings. So two of the top 10 teams that they will face come into Hastings. Coach, could you notice significant change in recruiting coming off a national championship season?
I think there was more interest out there. More kids were, you know, where, and not necessarily in Nebraska, because we've always had the interest in Nebraska. I mean, you know, with Creighton around and us, you know, there was always the interest in Hastings College soccer, but more so from out of state. You know, in the Colorado area, in the Denver area, in the Kansas City area, and even in Dallas. And you know, we got a player this year in from Las Vegas. We saw more interest coming out and more attention given to us on the recruiting trail outside of the state just because of the national championship. I think more kids were, they must be pretty good, you know, take a look at them a little bit more seriously than what we may have gotten in the past. So, yeah, there was a bit change, probably more so out of state than there was in state.
Chris Crank with us for just another minute. Hastings soccer coach joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ranked number one in the preseason for the first time ever. You talked about the Nebraska kids having interest in Hastings. No other team in the GPAC is ranked. How concerned are you about the level of competition you will see in the second half of the season in conference?
I suppose when I look at it, you know, it's always tough in the GPAC. I mean, you know, every team is good. I mean, and you know, for them not to be ranked, you know, I think Doan has some really good players coming in. I know they were picked second in the conference. Briarcliff was picked third. I mean, they've always played us tough. We're always the target for any school in the conference. So we have to play very well, you know, in any game that we play within conference, because there's always that added motivation when they play Hastings. So even teams that maybe, you know, picked a little bit lower, you know, are always playing us tough. I remember last year we played Concordia University in the conference tournament, and it was a 2-0 game. It was a very difficult game. You know, so there isn't any, there isn't any slouch games in the conference. So, you know, it's concerning in some ways, because we know we're going to get everybody's best shot, but also exciting because that's what we want. You know, we got a team full of competitors. They want, you know, they want to play the best, and they want, you know, they want every team to play their best, and they want to have their best players out there, because that's what, you know, that's the type of mentality that we have here.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be talking with you as things continue throughout the season. Congratulations on the preseason ranking. Now it's up to the guys to live up to it, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Take care, Chris Crank. He is the head soccer coach of the number one team in the country, Hastings College, in the NAIA ranks. And as he said, they start off with number 5, Bethel, Tennessee, rolling in on Saturday, August the 27th. Incredible. The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on with Doc Sadler, head men's basketball coach at Nebraska. UNK football coach Daryl Morris is coming up in just a little bit as well, so stay with us on today's program.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds around the area early on today, but then skies will become mostly sunny. With a high of 84, winds will shift to the east about 5 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower storm with a low at 66. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 73. Don't cry to
me. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Wednesday. A lot going on, and it continues. Everybody wants to talk football. Everybody wants to talk fall sports. But tomorrow in Nebraska, there's a chance to talk a little bit about Nebraska men's basketball as the Husker Hoops Coaches Caravan will make stops in Grand Island, Columbus, and Lincoln. Grand Island, it's a breakfast get-together at the Heartland Event Center. Doors open at 8:30, and then the show will get underway at 9 o'clock. And Coach Doc Sadler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Really appreciate it. And hard to think that we're talking basketball this time of year, but as we say with about all sports, they're 12 months long.
There's no question, Doug, and I appreciate you having me on. And I'm no different than everybody else in this state. I'd rather be talking about football, but this is a great opportunity, I think, at this time of year to get out more than anything, just to meet and thank the fans for all their support, not just basketball, but all the different sports at Nebraska, because right behind the student-athletes, our fans are the most important people for us to have a chance to be successful. So more than anything, more than it just being a basketball situation tomorrow, it's more just to getting a chance to say thanks for everything that they do. So that's the biggest thing, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
I know that you don't get a whole lot of opportunity, unless you're recruiting, to come much farther west than Lincoln. There's always something going on in Omaha, a breakfast or a luncheon or a benefit. And Seamus was telling us that you guys were really looking forward to at least getting outside of Lincoln and Omaha and seeing some of the great fans that do like to travel. What are you going to be telling the fans tomorrow, and what's kind of the keynote that you want to let everybody know in your three stops?
Well, again, I think the biggest thing, Doug, is just thanking them, because there is a lot going on at the University of Nebraska right now with all the facilities that's being built and the support, and we couldn't be doing these things without their support. And then we're just going to give the people an opportunity to, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about our team, but give them an opportunity to ask us some questions and just get a chance to get to know people. It's not as much, you know, it's not going to be about me and the basketball program. It's going to be just an opportunity to meet people And it may be a question that somebody has about something else, but you know, if I don't know the answer to it, I'll lie, you know, and act like I do. But you know, like who's going to be the starting quarterback or whatever it may be. But at the same time, you know, we do want to get a chance to, you know, basketball is just a little different because a lot of the games are during the week and it just takes a lot more effort for people to make that two-hour drive or that hour-and-a-half drive or four-hour drive. And the thing that we want to be sure to do is let those people know that, you know, their efforts are not going without us knowing it and recognizing it, and we just want to thank them.
Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, let's ask you a few questions, Coach. The non-conference schedule was released last week, and I know Daddy and I both looked at it, and we smiled and thought that it was an upgrade. There's no Eastern, Northern Carolina, Maryland Shore, and I know that in the past, everybody's got to schedule some games that you think you can win, and with young ball clubs and so on and so forth, but it looked like it was a much, I don't know if tougher is the word, but it looked like it was an upgraded schedule. Your thoughts?
Well, I really don't agree. And that's one of the things. I mean, I do think we got a really good non-conference schedule. But, you know, when you take in consideration some of the years in the past, what we've always tried to do is play at least three other BCS-level schools. And then you always got the mid-major schools. And then obviously you do have some other schools that, you know, fall into probably the low majors or whatever. But when you consider the number of schools, and everyone looks at names, and I think that's unfair. But just an example, I was talking to the people, South Dakota, you know, this year in the as an example, I believe in the Summit League. I was talking to some of the coaches in that league, and they're saying, what in the world are you doing playing those guys? They're going to be really, really good. And, you know, a few years ago, Butler would have been considered a team. Well, why are y'all playing Butler? There are really good basketball teams. And, you know, with us going to 18 league games, you know, and then you add the other three BCS schools, that's 21 games that you're going to be playing high major schools. And the issue that you have, Doug, now is that, you know, there's going to be three different times this year that we have three games in 1 week. And that's what makes it so difficult. So you can imagine how difficult it is to schedule. But I do think as you and everybody else looks at the schedule, you know, it does on paper look to be a very, very strong schedule, and I think that it is. And I hope that does make a little bit difference of people coming down and watching us play.
Doc Sadler with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned South Dakota, and I don't think you can specifically, since it's not signed on the dotted line, say too much about Mike Gesell going to Iowa. But there's another couple stories out about you still looking to try and find some kids for next year's recruiting class. It sounds like you're comfortable. You're in on some kids. How's that going right now?
Well, I think at this time of year, we're probably recruiting the best group of guys that we've ever recruited here. It's the first time that we've had an opportunity to be involved with this quality of player this early. And it's a lot with, you know, not having to play catch-up like we did the first 2 years I was here. So we do feel good about the group of guys that we are recruiting, and we do think that there's some guys that can come in next year if we're able to get them that – you know, with the opportunity of having five seniors, that they're going to have to step in and play. So I hope that we get in that situation and we get some of these guys. And if we do, then I think we got a chance to have a good recruiting class. A
couple minutes left here with Doc Sadler, Nebraska men's basketball coach on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doc, I know when we've had you on the show before, one of Tony's favorite questions is to ask about the level of play in Nebraska, and do you think that has changed at all in the last 5 years or while you've been here? Is it getting better?
Well, I think compared to what? You know, if you compare it to some other groups of players, it looks to me like, you know, studying this thing as close as I do, the state of Nebraska at times has groups of guys that are very, very good, where you can recruit three or four guys in 1 year. I think there are going to be a number of guys over the next few years that we can recruit. So I think the coaching in the high schools is second to none. They get great fundamentals, you know, and when you look at the history of it, you know, with the Keith Stricklands, the really Eric Piekowski, I mean, you got Andy Markowski, you got Dan Wilkerson. I mean, you got all kinds of guys, and it seems to me like it happens in groups. And what we need is just to get, you know, hopefully a consistent where there's one or two each year, and that'd be super.
And, Doc, we've been learning more and more about the Big Ten. Everybody, as you said, kind of focusing on football. What are you learning about the Big Ten Conference outside of the great competition that's in there? What's going to be the biggest difference between Big Ten and Big 12 play?
Well, the first biggest difference is you add two more conference games, and that, you know, to the fans, that doesn't look like that big a deal. But there's not a coach in the country that likes the 18 game conference schedule, because that's just two more games that, you know, that are very, very difficult. And but for the fans, it's great. The home court advantage looks to be probably. There's a lot of strengths, but the home court advantage in the Big Ten looks to be, you know, there's no question over the last 35 years it's led the country in attendance. So the home court advantage is probably the strongest thing about the Big Ten, and then the experience that kids stay around for their fourth and fifth years. And, you know, there's not as many guys that come for a year or two and then leave and go on like we had in the Big 12. I mean, we've had some very, very talented players in the last 5 years that's played in the Big 12 that, you know, were 1 year or 2 years at the most. It looks to me like in the Big 10, talking to people and coaches, kids in the Big 10 seem to stay for their complete college career, and that's going to be a difference also.
And, Coach, last question, new arena still in the video phase. They're starting to move some dirt and all that. How much is that going to help you, not only in recruiting, but taking Nebraska to maybe the next level that you're hoping to do?
Well, again, I think, as we talked about when I first started, without a great fan support, none of this would be happening. But not just the new arena, but the new practice facility that we'll be moving into this year, the new life skills program, the new academic center, all the facilities at Nebraska, I think when you put them collectively in a hat and you pull something out, Nebraska would definitely be within the top five in the country as far as total facilities are concerned. And so we're very fortunate here, and we understand that. And, again, I don't want to continue to beat a point, but the fact of the matter is, if we didn't have the great fan support, none of this would be happening. And so we're looking forward to thanking them tomorrow and continue to just build the things that we got here.
Assistant coaches, strength coaches, everybody with the program,
everybody
that's involved.
Cheerleaders, everybody.
They're going to be out for the Husker Hoops Coaches Caravan, folks. And the first stop tomorrow morning is in Grand Island at the Heartland Event Center. Action gets underway at 9 o'clock. He is Nebraska men's basketball coach, Doc Sadler. Coach, it's always a pleasure. We sure appreciate you giving us some time, and we look forward to the basketball season. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks so much, Doug, and thanks for having me on.
You bet, Coach. Coach, I love Doc Sadler. Love me some Doc Sadler, and that's why I want to see these guys win and win some more, because you got to like Doc. And he thought maybe the non-conference schedule was just as tough this year, a little tougher. The one thing is, they have played some tough teams. Most of them are on the road, or when they went to Puerto Rico, or things like that. So hopefully it's a good season for Nebraska basketball. And don't forget, it's tomorrow at the Heartland Events Center. We take care of all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show with our friends at BK, where right now you can get two original chicken sandwiches for only $4. That's going to fill you up, folks. I like to put a little cheese on mine. It's so good at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, we're going to track down UNK football coach Daryl Morris. Loperlink is next.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
All of us like great over good, period. That's an undeniable truth. We like great golfers. So that's why when I see these golfers...
Why can't you just enjoy a guy playing golf?
It's not that I can't enjoy it, but I don't feel the same way about Keegan Bradley that I do about Tiger Woods. I don't feel the same way about a $9 steak as I do about a $40 steak. Nobody does. We all, deep down, prefer great.
Colin Cowherd, weekday mornings at 9 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I would come and I should have started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Don't forget, you can vote on our poll topic. And I was surprised. We changed it up today, but I was a little bit shocked. The last one that we have had up there for a few days was which football season are you most going to enjoy? And it was overwhelming. We put high school, college, NFL, or fantasy football. It was overwhelming. The college football season. I don't know why that should surprise me. I know you're Nebraska fans. I know Husker fans are out there, but not everybody that lives in this state or listens to this show, I don't think, is a Nebraska fan, but they must love their college football. 89% of those that voted went college football. I can't believe it, but that is the case. 89% saying college football. Right now, we've talked Bubba Starling forever, so let's ask you, will Bubba Starling ever be a Major League Baseball All-Star? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on the ATS Hot Topic of the day. Will Bubba Starling ever be a Major League Baseball All-Star? Love to hear from him. Love to hear your comments at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. So, that's what is up on the ATS poll question. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. We're just about out of time on the show today. 888-455-ESPN. Or you can give us a call. Of course, that's the number. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can email us anytime. We'll get to those emails. Had already a couple today on the Miami of Florida situation, and then we told you what Bernard Thomas said, the ex-Miami Hurricane, ex-Nebraska Cornhusker. It is it's a weird situation. We'll find out what's going to happen with all of that. A couple of other things we want to get to. Darren Ivey and the folks at Nebraska Volleyball and NebraskaVolleyball.com have released their preseason volleyball top 10 in the high school ranks. And in Class A, Papillion-La Vista South is number one. Grand Island is ninth. In Class B, Lincoln Pius X is number one. Grand Island Northwest is second. Aurora 10th. In C1, Kearney Catholic is number one. Grand Island Central Catholic, despite all their losses, five starters from last year's team, number two. Minden is fourth, and St. Paul is 10th in Class C1. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast is number one. Wood River is third. Ord is fifth. Hastings St. Cecilia is ninth in Class C2. In D1, Cedar Valley is number one. Palmer is second. Bruning Davenport Shickley is number three. And if you look on there, a team known as Guardian Angels. Here's one I had to learn about today. Apparently, West Point Central Catholic is now West Point Guardian Angels. So there you go. Put that down. It's not a consolidation, but something I hadn't heard of. And when you see Guardian Angels, it's West Point Central Catholic. I assume you're going to see it quite a bit because they have been very, very good in a variety of sports for a long, long time. Also in Class D1, Chambers Wheeler Central sets at the number 9 spot. And finally in D2, Daddy's alma mater of Bertrand is preseason number 1, according to NebraskaVolleyball.com. Axtell is setting in 4th. Lawrence Nelson is 5th. And then that's it for the listening area. High school volleyball and football rankings will be coming out next week from the Omaha World Herald, the Lincoln Journal Star. We already had the football rankings out from Huskerland Prep and Bob Jensen last week. Let's do our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance. Go to GarrettTire.net for all of the items that you could even think about needing, whether it's something for a washer dryer, maybe it's a new set of tires. They're there for you at Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance. Now, the UNK football team, and we're trying to track down Coach Daryl Morris. This usually happens this time of the year. They're busy with meetings. They're busy with practices and trying to take care of kids and getting ready for class. So in case we don't catch up with the coach, we'll try and do that here in the next day or two. But we have not made contact with Coach Morris as of yet. And if you're sitting there across from Coach Morris, then tell him we're trying to call him. But anyway, the Loper football team this week ranks 16th. In Division II, the coaches poll came out this week, and UNK is ranked 16th. That's the second highest ranking in the preseason in Loper history. They have made it up to 6th last year. They started 13th, and they have made it up into the top 10 before, but last year they started 13th. This year they'll start 16th. They ended last year ranked 23rd with both of their losses coming in overtime to Wayne State to start the year, and then Colorado Mines to end the year. Colorado Mines is 27th in the coaches poll. And they are picked to finish second behind the Lopers in the RMAC coaches poll. Minnesota Duluth, the defending national champion, sets at number one. Northwest Missouri State, that's where you kind of want to look from the MIAA, where the Lopers will start competing in all sports next year. They are third in the country. And then you have Grand Valley State ranked 5th. Some other teams of interest. Augustana, South Dakota is 8th. Central Missouri sets at 15th. St. Cloud State of Minnesota is 13th. Washburn of Kansas is 18th. So some schools you'll be getting familiar with that will be in that region for the Lopers. They're going to have their hands full. And again, same story as always. They're going to have to win the RMAC to make it into the playoffs, one would have to believe, with the way the schedule is and with UNO being no longer a part of a football. UNK doesn't play UNO this year. They wouldn't play them even if they had a football team. So there you go on that side of things. Also, they've got a lot going on at UNK this week. They've got activities going on this weekend. Mason Brodeen, ex-Loper, playing for the Oakland Raiders. So he's trying to make the team. Fan Day and Pep Rally Under the Lights is coming up on Saturday. You can go to Lopers.com for more information on that. In soccer, they are underway. Cross country is underway. Loper volleyball team is the preseason favorite. This all coming out just yesterday, barely. Ellie Pesavetto is the only Loper on the preseason all-conference team. The Lopers are picked to win it just over Metro State. And then the Division II coaches poll came out yesterday. UNK is picked sixth, Wayne State ninth, and Metro State is 11th. Concordia St. Paul, the four-time defending national champions who ended the Lopers' season last year, is the unanimous number one pick, followed by Central Missouri, Cal State, San Bernardino, Tampa, and Washburn. So that's what's going on in UNK land. Hope we covered just about everything, and unfortunately not able to make contact with Coach Morris today. So we'll wrap up the program on the Doug and Daddy Show and hopefully catch up with the coach again here in the very near future to see how practices went through week one. Want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll get back into our prep preview. We'll catch up with Grand Island Northwest coach Kevin Stein. They are on the come a little bit here. Should be an improved football team. They've been kind of struggling for wins, and they've had so many coaching changes, and now Coach Stein back for his second season and looking for some more stability. He'll join us tomorrow. Our Big Ten preview will take us to Purdue. We'll catch up with one of the best special teams players and one of the best kickers. Carson Wiggs is going to join us tomorrow. He could be filling in for Alex Henry as far as the best punter and kicker in the entire conference. And Thursday means fantasy football. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, we'll be on the show tomorrow. If you've got a fantasy football question, email it, and we'll ask it to him, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Hastings soccer coach Chris Crank, Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler, and Al Netter, offensive tackle from Northwestern, for all joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.